you know, September 11th was the day that evil came to the United States. It was the day that evil came to most people's lives. They didn't think it existed, and it came, and it existed, and it was in our backyard. There isn't a week that goes by that I don't think about September 11th. It is why I say it was a privilege of my career to run that investigation for a while. It affects who you are, and it is part of who I am now. It will always be part of who I am. I say it's the day that evil came into our worlds. It also is the day that I have never experienced such incredible human strength. I mean, the things that people did from, we would drive from the FBI office at 26th Street and the West Side Highway down to the World Trade Center. And as you're coming down the West Side Highway, there was this huge, like almost physical pang in your stomach, because the World Trade Center should be right there visually, and they're gone. But there would be people lined up along the road, and they would be holding up signs saying thank you. They'd have American flags. They'd be giving, if you wanted water or candy. You were never going to starve, that was for sure. And that, I don't know who those people are. I have no idea. I wouldn't never know who they are. They don't know what they did for us. They don't know how that got you to go one more hour, one more day. So that kind of human spirit was the thing that I try to remember the most. So it's the day that evil came into our lives, and it's also the day that allowed us to rise to the best that we could be. And I am extremely proud to have been an FBI agent on that day.